It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rumor is Selena Gomez is dating Caleb Stephens.
He looks like a little boy.
Who, you say? Exactly. The younger brother of one of her friends named Raquel. Okay, that tells me exactly.
Like,
Heck? Yesterday, they were spotted leaving a cabin in New York. However, one source says they're only friends. They're not even dating. So this whole story could be BS. In May, Caleb was photographed leaving a music venue with Selena after she surprised fans at a Taylor Swift concert. Looks like there's no word on if the cabin they were leaving in New York is actually where she has a shrine set up to Justin. So if somebody could please go check that for us, I would love to know. Speaking of Justin, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got engaged just 1 month after getting back together, and now it's full steam ahead with the wedding planning. Sources close to Bieber say as of now they want a small ceremony with their families. They're not planning a huge celebrity wedding. They're getting married for love and don't want a flashy wedding. Okay. On Wednesday, they spent quality time with Baldwin's dad, Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Okay. Someone started a GoFundMe page for Kylie Jenner so she can become a billionaire. The reality star is on the cover of the latest Forbes magazine I told you about yesterday because she's said to be worth $900 million, and is said to be the youngest self-made billionaire. To help her reach that goal, comedian Josh Ostrovsky, a.k.a. the Fat Jew, created a GoFundMe page to help Jenner earn the $100 million she needs. But as of last night, it has only raised $78.
It's a start, people. We need to help her.
Wah, wah, wah. There you go. And Cardi B caught wind that Nicki Minaj had reportedly bought her a $5,000 gift basket from a baby boutique in Hollywood, but apparently she never did. Sources say that Cardi's team reached out to the baby boutique after reading a report claiming Nicki had got a gift basket and sent it to Cardi after hearing she'd given birth to her fungus baby culture. Cardi's team called for a tracking number, however, and then they were told by the store's owner, oh, Nicki didn't purchase anything, sorry.
Is that how the actual audio was?
Yeah, the gift basket would have been an interesting olive branch because Nicki and Cardi were beefing earlier this year. But like we talked about, I believe it was yesterday, Nicki is a salty girl who is jealous of Cardi and they hate each other. So that's never going to happen. And the nominations for the 70th Primetime Emmys are in. Game of Thrones topped yesterday's Emmy nominations with 22 bids. But the show is facing The Handmaid's Tale, which got 20 bids. By the way, I watched the season finale 2 days ago. Excellent. So freaking good. This is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Is there going to be a third season then?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but now we have to wait another year.
See, I'm 4 episodes behind. I think I'm going to wait like 1 month apiece.
If you have still never watched this show, please get on board. It is so good. HBO's Westworld earned 21 noms. Streaming service Netflix captured the most nominations overall with 112, taking away, actually, a title that HBO held since 2001. And Donald Glover's Atlanta was the top comedy nominee with 16 bids. The Emmy ceremony airs September 17th on NBC. And Sacha Baron Cohen says that Sarah Palin is wrong about what happened when he interviewed her as his character, Dr. Billy Wayne Ruddock. However, based on the letter that he sent her, I don't think she was. So she blasted him, like I told you about, for pulling a prank on her that's going to air on his new Showtime series, Who is America, premiering this weekend. She said that she was especially incensed that he had posed as a disabled military vet while he just released a letter addressed to Vice President Palin. So right there, he's already mocking her because obviously she did not become vice president. In the letter, he's acting as the character and he's just saying a bunch of crap. So he says, like in the letter, I was in the service, not military, but United Parcel. And then he says, and I only fought for my country once when I shot a Mexican who came onto my property. That's what Sacha Baron Cohen said. So a source close to Sarah Palin is speaking about Sacha Baron Cohen's prank interview with her and said Cohen pretended to be a disabled veteran from Kentucky who was a big fan of Palin. He was wearing a necklace made of bullets, had a laptop covered in InfoWars stickers. His disguise was basically a caricature of a conservative middle-class Trump voter. He was asking her absurd, racist, homophobic, and sexist questions that were all meant to mock Trump voters as a bunch of ignorant and offensive kooks. Palin patiently and politely explained why he was wrong during this interview, but the source said their entire interaction from start to finish was over 2 hours long. And now Sarah has no doubt that it will be heavily edited to embarrass her.
How does she not get up and get out of there?
Well, she did eventually.
2 hours? I mean, first thing, if I walked in there, I would be like, give me one second. I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
I don't know.
I feel almost bad for her that her people somehow could not vet that.
I think this whole thing sounds, I side with her as, like, I don't think it's funny to ever mock being a military veteran and, like, everything that he's saying. Like, the whole thing just sounds weird. And then his supposed apology letter is weird.
I don't think his attempt at this is to make fun of people that are disabled or that.
No, it is mocking her. It is absolutely mocking her and Trump voters in the process, though, pretending to be a supposed veteran. The whole thing is just ridiculous. That is the garbage.